Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
I'm so curious. Today's a really curious day. It's especially curious today, Kelly, I'd say.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, oh my goodness. We get to share time with Angela. Like, oh my goodness.
Woop,
okay.
Woop.
Whoop, whoop. Okay.
The Angela train's coming to the station. Here we go.
Coming in. 3, 2, 1. Okay, you guys, we are blessed. Angela, I'm going to try to say your last name right because we talked about this in the pre-interview. It is Angela Zabel, right? No, I didn't wrong, did I?
It's pretty close. You did really good. It's Zabel. It's
Zabel.
Pretty close, like table, Zabel.
Zabel. And I even wrote that on my notes, like table, but I didn't. So I'm slaughtering your last name, but it's out of love, like, right? Okay, you guys. Angela is, okay, I actually even brought her card into the studio for this one because this lady has skills. Okay, she does readings of all sorts, mediumship, oracle guidance. She does spiritual coaching, retreats, classes, private events. I have questions about you and your private events, and speaking engagements. I will tell you in full honesty, she is a contributor to Edge Magazine with some regular content. And you guys, this is going to be a fun one. So, Brian, kick us off.
All right, here we go. Angela, thank you so much for being on our show. We're so excited to connect with leaders like you, create with beautiful creators like you, and to collaborate as a force for good on planet Earth and beyond. And I know that you deal with beyond, so let's rock and roll. Tell us a little bit about who you are, not just like who you are today, but how you got curious kind of at the beginning of your journey around actually going on the path that you did and now creating a profession that really invites others to be on their own personal journey and to create a life that they love that lights them up.
Awesome. And I want to say thank you so much for having me on. I am so excited to be here. And I love you sharing knowledge with so many people. I think it's absolutely amazing. I wish I would have had some of this when I was younger, because I've got to say, you know, I'm a teacher coach, I'm a medium now, and I'm having so much fun with it. But I've got to say, when I started out, my first memories were like 4 years old of having people playing cards in my room. The only issue was they were all dead. and I didn't know any of them. So it was very fearful for me, so very fearful. And I would see beings, I would see people that were passed, and these were people I had no idea who they were. It's not like it's a family member I knew and, oh, there they are, but, you know, they're past. It was nothing like that. So it was a very fearful beginning for me. But even through the whole thing, I knew that they weren't there to hurt me. So I think that was my biggest takeaway from it, was even though I was experiencing a lot of different spirits and different beings and different things around me, I was never fearful of thinking they were going to hurt me. So that was something for me that was just huge. And then as I continued to grow, I knew things. I knew when things were going to happen. I didn't know how. And sometimes I was able to kind of tell people, like, you know, maybe we should do this today instead of this today. But I never really said, like, I'm getting these messages, because, you know, you don't want to think people will think you're totally crazy. A little crazy is good, but not totally crazy.
So I do want to ask you, when you're the small little one and you're seeing these souls playing cards, what, and now with the tools and gifts and abilities that you have, why were they playing cards? And I don't know why I'm like compelled to ask you, like, why were they playing cards? Because they could have been doing anything, right? They could have been doing X, Y, and Z, but they came to you playing cards, and either that is a symbolism or that, I mean, there's something symbolic there. What have you dialed in with why they were playing cards?
So that's a really good question, and I kind of wondered that myself. And I think looking back, I realize now it was a way to show themselves to me without being scary, without being that, you know, this thing lurking around in the side, like a lot of people have, you know, different things where you catch a flash and things like that. So for me, it was a way for them to appear to me without scaring the bejesus out of me when I was quite so little. Obviously, I was scared, and yeah, you know, but it was a way to make it a little less fearful. So it was a way for them to keep working with me and to know that I keep going back to that memory a lot as new things come into my life now, because I've had so many new experiences since then and all the way through. And I always go back to that knowing they first showed themselves in a way I could handle as a four-year-old.
So obviously, or maybe not obviously, but potentially there's a lot of people where this conversation is just truly otherworldly for them. It's really a space that holds a lot of fear for, I think, most people. And I love how, even though you're acknowledging the fear, it also was an experience where, because you have that gift, the spirits, or however you refer to them, wanted you to feel safe. They came into your world in a way that you could relate to them. Kids playing cards is relatable for a four-year-old, I would think. I'd love to figure out, as you're, you know, going from a child into adolescence and, of course, a young adult, was there a moment before you took this on as a professional career where you took on full acceptance of who you are? And maybe you didn't start necessarily sharing that with the world, but you got to a level of comfort and acknowledgement. Describe maybe that time in your life.
Absolutely. And they were very pivotal times for me, because as I got older, I knew there were spirits around me. I knew there were beings around me, and it was okay. And then as I got older and I started losing people that were close to me, as I started losing them, they started coming into me, and I had some great conversations. So, you know, as I'd be driving, they'd always be riding shotgun. I always had someone with me. We had some great conversations, a lot of great laughs and great memories that would be shared. And it got to be very comfortable for me. But then as that progressed, after a while, the pivotal moment where it changed again was when all of a sudden I started having people coming into me that had passed, that I didn't know who they were again. And I felt like I was going right back to my childhood with all these people around me that I didn't know who they were. At that moment, I decided that no matter what, I'm going to figure out what's going on. I'm going to figure out how to handle this. I'm going to figure out how I can use this and how I can communicate. And it's like they're here for a reason. I need to figure out what to do, how to handle it, how to communicate, and how to put up my own boundaries. That was a huge thing for me, putting up boundaries as to when they could come in, when they couldn't come in, and knowing that I had the ability to do that, because before that I figured it was, you know, I was just going to receive stuff no matter what, and I could never stop it, I could never turn it off, I could never just be me. And that was a huge pivotal moment for me, and that's when I started immediately, as soon as I made that decision, it was like bam, bam, bam. I had teachers that showed up for me. I had mentors that showed up. And within like 2 months of that decision, I was on an airplane and working with some really amazing people and understanding at that time that I already knew what I was doing. I just had to learn how to do it a little bit better and how to hone it in. So it was an amazing experience, a very quick and very fast experience, but also fun.
Well, it's interesting you say that about, it's like I look at it, their ceremony. So I'll always know that if I don't do all my protocols, going into Costco, going on in an airport, busy mall, I'll be like, oh, well, didn't put my boundaries up. Oh, here we go. And then you get just flooded. And because you're a light, and I see that you're also very similar to me, like this lighthouse where you're like, hello, hello, hello. Like, and everybody wants to come in. And if you don't have that ceremony, if you don't have those boundaries, if you don't do that, you could get a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, absolutely. But I've got to say, I've had some really fun experiences. And I know, I don't know if I, this may be a sound a little crazy, but, you know, that's my world right now. So I've been places where they redid a whole building. So it used to be like an old factory, and it's been redone, how they've done so many of those places now into like commercial space, apartments and things like that. And as I walked into one of these places, you know, I had to use the restroom. And I went in the restroom, and when I'm in there, all of a sudden somebody pops in from another time zone, another timeline, when this building was first built and what they were making there and one of the workers that were there. And it's so amazing to me because sometimes they almost lift the veil. It's like they put a glass in front of me, a window that I can see into their timeline. And he was just coming in and I came out and he's like, hey, Missy, can you see me? I said, yeah, I can see you. He's like, Missy, you can really see me. And I'm like, yeah. And you can hear me. And I'm like, that's why I'm answering you. And he's like, okay, do you want to see something? And he's just so excited. He's like, you want to see how what I did before? And he's showing me where he worked, and he's opening up, and he's showing the factory just working and going in the late 1800s. And I was just like, it was so absolutely amazing. And it actually turned out that, and he was showing me what he was making in there. Later on, we were actually staying in an Airbnb in the city, which ended up being the owner's house that used to own the factory, and they had pictures of the build of it inside when we got there. So it was just absolutely amazing. It was just so much fun. But I get that. It's like those glimpses into history, and it's absolutely amazing for me. I just feel so honored and lucky.
You are. That is fantastic. Oh my goodness. Yay.
Well, and there's a question here, I think, for people who don't have access to that. For you to describe in the most visceral way possible, maybe it's a little easier. Like when someone sits in the passenger seat with you, is it like when someone physically is sitting there, or are they kind of see-through? Like, I know these might be silly questions for you and Kelly, but for us, you know, who have never experienced that,
I think it's a beautiful question, Brian.
It absolutely. Yeah. It's an absolutely beautiful question. I love it because it is true. And just like people are different and unique in life, they are different. They are that same differences and uniqueness stay when they pass. So sometimes when they're sitting in the passenger seat with me, I'm seeing them. I'm seeing them sitting there. Sometimes I'm seeing like an outline, like something you can, a haze you can put your hand through. And other times I just feel them there. And it's depending on their energy and mine, because every one of us are different and we're connecting in all different ways. And for me, I look at what I do, and I know what Kelly does is you're connecting in all different ways. I always look at it as I'm consistently learning, always learning, and they're always showing me new ways to connect and new ways that they show me things. It's always amazing. I'm going to be learning now. I'm going to be learning till the day I die, and I'm super excited to see what I'm going to learn next from them on the other side.
So if someone took the really physical shape, other than them just popping into your car and you going, okay, well, that's obviously not a physical person, but would there be a way for you to differentiate someone in a crowd? Just describe that
a really good question. That's a really good question.
Yes, it is.
As I'm walking through crowds, sometimes I'll be connecting in with different ones. And so think of it this way. When you're walking around, say you've got a best friend and they come up behind you and you're like, oh, I know who that is. It's like you just know because you feel them before you actually see them. That's a lot of what this is. It's really paying attention to your senses. And you know, like say a little kid comes up and it's like, okay, they got my leg. I know who that is. And you never look down, but you know. And that's using your intuition and your senses and all of their, I look at us as the shining light, the shining soul that shines through. And that's really what I feel we're connecting to, is that light within each of us. And for me, it's connecting to that soul aspect of us, that multidimensional, which can go anywhere through time, space. There's nothing that ever stops that. And that's how we connect, is really, is because there is no time and space. A soul is shining. A soul is full of love. And connecting into that presence is really what you're doing. Just like when you think of someone's gone and you're just feeling their love for them. Sometimes over the phone, you're feeling that love when they're saying, hey, I love you. And they're like, awesome.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh my gosh. We are just cracking it up. And so much more in our next segment. It is Being Curious with Kelly and Brian, AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll be back in a little bit.
Welcome back. We are here with Angela Zabel, teacher, coach, medium. Did we leave y'all on a cliffhanger the first segment? I think we did.
And you said our last name right.
Well, you know, I pay attention.
I'm in too many universes all at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, how many dimensions are there and many are you juggling?
Well, is it past? Is it simultaneous? Like anything's possible. We're talking to Patrick, our engineer here, and someone showed up for him and we could just do like a little sign on that. But oh my gosh, yes, cliffhanger. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is so much fun.
We are really diving in, and this is an important conversation. I know in my own experience of fear and afterlife, I actually remember distinctly as a four-year-old, that seems to be a common kind of age, the first time I understood the first concept of what death is, I just cried the entire night. And I kept my parents up because I just started thinking about myself and I started thinking about them. And all of a sudden, there was this finite aspect to this thing that I was experiencing. And I also, through my experience of film, TV, ghost stories, those started to come into my world and I was terrified. I didn't have the experience of seeing spirits and them playing cards with me and patting me on the back and telling me nice things. It was like, that's the scariest thing possible in my experience of life. And so since you are tapped in, since you are part of both worlds, maybe talk about how you've experienced that world and how you've seen that there has never been that evilness in your experience of it, because I know that that would really help me. Can you just help me and hopefully help other people?
Well, and it's something that I know Angela gets asked all the time is the darkness. And when we were prepping for this next segment, we both kind of chimed in with, from totally different backgrounds, with this, a very similar response. So Angela, talk to us.
All right. So for me, I learned that any time I work, and I've set this intention before, and I'm pretty busy, so I work with a team on the other side, very, very intimately with a team on the other side. I always set the intention of I only work with love and white light. I work with only people that are going to help me and help the people in front of me. Anything less than that, I want nothing to do with. When you set those intentions, that's exactly what you're going to get. But when you're setting those intentions and then you're like, oh, but maybe I'd like to check into this and maybe I'd like to check into this, that's when you start getting kind of that wonky energy in there. But this is the time when you set your intentions, this is what I'm going to work with, that's exactly what you're going to get. So if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind talking about a little bit of a reading I had with, I have had where I've had murder victims in some of my readings. And as the victim came through, she had to be brought through, actually, by a horse. I know that's an odd thing, but a horse had to come through to bring the murder victim through because she was hesitant to come through with her family because of things that had transpired. But during this time, as she was talking to me, there had to be things that needed to be cleared up with between her and the person who had murdered her, who had also taken their own life. That person was brought to me by my team, but they held that person behind like a it looked like a sheet of glass, and they held this person behind there. They let the person talk to me to give information about what happened from his side of it, and then they took that person away, and then I got more information from the person who had been the victim. So this is how my team works with me, is when there's people that they only want people that are going to be helpful to help the family here. If that's not what it's for, that person would never have came to me and would never have come through. But my team knew some of the information would help the family to heal. So like I said, my team, I trust them intimately. I also have a lot of fun with them, and that's one of the things is so many on the other side, they got a heck of a great sense of humor. They're so fun to work with. They like to do little jokes and like to play with you to keep things lighthearted, too. So be prepared for that. Just like you have that friend that'll kind of poke you once in a while and like, hey, lighten up, lighten up. They do that because they also want us to enjoy the experience, working with them and just our experience on Earth. It's an amazing, amazing journey that we should all embrace. And honestly, I look at this, what I do. This is normal. This is absolutely normal for everyone. And we're all doing it in different aspects, in different levels of it. I mean, think of all the people who have a song will come on and you'll remember a loved one or something. Somebody will say something in an aisle over it or in a grocery store and it's like, oh, that's just what they would have said. That's them sending messages to us, each and every one of us and all of the listeners here. Everyone has had some sort of experience with either a loved one or just knowing like, oh, I should not do this or I should do this. And I look at it as this is our intuitive muscle. We're exercising. And every time we open ourselves up, we are exercising that muscle and growing it just like going to the gym every single day. So for me, it's exciting. And I love to tell people, just tap into it, start trusting it and don't worry about it and have fun. The biggest thing is have fun tapping into everyone that's there and everything that's there. It's absolutely amazing. There's a special side effect that I don't think people realize.
I'm going to give a little story on it.
So much fun and so much joy. It's absolutely amazing.
I'm so glad that you're saying this because I've worked with different people that are intuitive over the years. And I always ask them, do you have fun with your guides? And I've had more people just get really quiet with me, like, what? I'm like, oh, no. If I'm going to go have a massage, I invite anybody on my team. Do you want a human experience for the next hour? It's going to be amazing. And you feel this, like they're like totally coming in. I also had a Jeep Wrangler. I had six of them. I could sell for Jeep. Like, love my Wranglers. Beautiful day, tops off. You just go to people and you take the long way home and you're like, hey, anybody want an amazing human experience right now? And I swear, all of a sudden, all the red lights are green, your favorite music's on, people just kind of get out of your way. And it's the sun is sparkly, the smell is more vibrant, and it's just like they're drinking in. And then I would pull into the garage and I would think, thanks, everybody. And they, but they're just so much joy and so much happiness. So if we're only calling on our guides when the S is hitting the fan or it's really serious or of course they're going to show up and of course they're going to help, but having those moments of joy and laughter and fun with your team and just playing with them is so much fun. Okay. Sorry.
Absolutely.
Love that.
I want to share a little bit of really fun. I thought it was fun. So I want to share. So I went to, it was like not an opera, but an orchestra. I went to see an orchestra. And it was so much fun. I was just getting into the music. And as I was doing so, I was watching the beings from the other side coming through and sitting above in the orchestra and watching and enjoying the music with it. It was absolutely amazing. You could just feel their joy, and they were coming in and they were just tapping and going. They were having so much fun. One of the things I don't think people realize is even after they pass, and this is people, other beings, but even after people pass, they still love to join us in our everyday life. When we're taking a trip, when we're doing something fun, we're doing a family gathering, think about them, include them into this and say, hey, come on and join, and glad to have you with us, because they are excited to join us in our everyday life. I love to make this stuff normal, because otherwise, how would you get those messages? How would you get that? How would you get those? You can't do it unless that's your normal state of being. And by stepping into it, it's absolutely amazing.
Do you know how many people, when somebody passes, they try to not talk about that person? I've had so many experiences in readings where the soul will come and say, just don't forget me. And I've had more requests. Would you please just make me a chair at the dinner table at Christmas and Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or whatever, like, special ceremony? Just put a plate out for me and just include me. And I've had more people come back to me and say, I can't believe you told me to do that. And the dinner was so amazing. And they're not worrying about the gifts that, like, tapping in, but they just had a beautiful experience because they set that plate and had that chair out there for that loved one that had passed.
Absolutely. And I've got to say, I've had the privilege of being personally by people that have passed. And one of them, I've had some very close family members that passed. And even as they passed, they showed me what they were experiencing. And then after they passed, they wanted things added to their funeral. So they were coming in like, make sure to add this, come in and add this. So I'm like, okay, hold on, I'm going to get that. I'll get that and I'll put that in. And it was because they wanted some extra things added in. But how amazing is it that they can come through and even they participate in their funerals, and they absolutely love the day, I've got to say. I've had so many different experiences. They love the day and the celebration of their life, but they also can participate, and they can help you find things when you need things, even for the funeral. Like, where is this? Like, hey, can you help me find it? And boom, it's there. So ask them. The biggest thing is ask them to participate with you. Ask them questions. So many people think, like, oh, I'm just going to have them next to me. Like, well, start a conversation. So that's the coolest thing. Start a conversation and keep it going with them.
And keep it going. Absolutely.
Well,
go for it, Brian.
I was just going to say what I'm hearing from you, because you are both gifted in this way, and I'm kind of the representative of, like, a majority of people. Where I'm getting excited, what I'm hearing, Angela, is that, yes, I can come to you and I could really get a very crisp reality of any spirits in my world, but what I'm really getting is me or anyone on planet Earth could start a conversation at any time. And maybe we don't see something or smell something or experience any kind of physicality, but it's right there for all of us. Am I on the right track? Or
absolutely. And when you're doing that, remember, every time you're tapping in, every time you feel them, say thank you. Thanks for being here. And it's building that connection. Every time you acknowledge them, you're actually building that connection, and they'll be able to get you more and more information. It's kind of like learning a new language. They've just taken a different form, so their language is just a little bit different than yours, but you're learning it together, and that's the key. You're learning this language together. Sometimes it might be feeling them, hearing them, sensing them, or feeling like it's playing over in your head again, but it's them connecting to you in so many different ways. And it's you acknowledging it, and every time you do, you strengthen that connection, and pretty soon it's easier and easier, and pretty soon you're like, oh, I've been doing this for a while, and it's just like they're here. So that's the best part. For me, that's the most satisfying part when I see people do that.
Well, and you mentioned earlier, I loved this part, impractical jokers on the other side. Would you say that maybe one of the ways that these people who have passed try to get our attention, because you hear these stories every day. I mean, people's lights go on in certain rooms or these little weird things happen and people just go, I don't know. The stove just always turns itself to this time or all these different things. And truly, that's just someone going, pay attention to me. I want to feel involved. Hi.
I need some love too. They love to manipulate things and they do it. And it's funny because they'll come through and they'll be telling me what they've done to somebody, what they've done in their house, what they've done with their car, all these different things. And I'm telling them, they're telling me what they've done, and the people in front of me are like, oh yeah, that happened, but I thought it was just this or some weird thing. And I'm like, no, they love to play. And you know, the more you ignore them, the more they keep turning up the heat a little bit. And pretty soon it's like, oh yeah, when something falls off and something actually breaks or something moves, you know, it's like, hello, we're here. Are you paying attention yet?
So I think we have a really clear message for us all, and that's let's all pay attention a little bit more. Let's pay attention. Let's dive into our surroundings. Let's start having maybe different perceptions and conversations. And we're so excited to be doing that with you, Angela. We're going into our last break. We're going to come back. We're going to continue to have a great time diving into this exceptionally expansive topic of the world beyond, and we will be right back. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Being Curious with Kelly and Brian, and we are here with Angela Zabel. And I'm going to totally take over the last segment because there's too much stuff that's happening right now, and my curiosity is just going through the roof. And even though this is audio and we're not on video, is there anything coming through for me? Is there anything happening? Is there something live that we could just share that's happening where when you say it, I'm going to go, okay, this is so real.
I see the thought bubbles popping around Angela right now.
So the first thing coming through for you is I've got a younger male here, and he's showing himself as... he's coming through. I don't feel I've gone like my whole lifetime. I don't feel like I've gone my whole lifetime. I feel like I've ended before then. I also feel like I've ended before my time is what I'm feeling like. The other thing is I'm feeling like
can I just tell everyone right now that one of my best friends on planet Earth left literally a couple months ago. And I'm
feeling like for you, I'm feeling like I have had a heart relationship with you my whole life. I feel like I have just touched your heart and you have touched his. I'm also feeling like with him, he's like, you don't know how much you have helped me in my life. I'm feeling like I have come from a situation where it was so hard for me. Oh, they're going to make me cry. No, so I am the crier. The emotions come through.
Let it flow.
And he's saying, it was so difficult for me. You made me see light when I didn't see any light at all. I felt like I was in complete darkness. I didn't think, honestly, I don't feel I would have gone any, I never would have made it as far as I did without you in my life. It was the conversations that I had with you that created the ability for me to go forward. And he wants you to know that no matter what you did, no matter what you said, he could not have stayed any longer here on Earth. He wants you to know that. He wants you to know that you played a part in him staying here and being here and experience things longer than him. Did he also have a child? They're bringing up a child, so I don't know if this is a either you have a child, he has a child, or he has a nephew. I'm feeling like I have a child there that is very important in his life. And he's saying he felt that child was almost, I'm almost feeling like that child is like his child. I'm taking almost ownership of that child in the fact of, on the heart aspect, that child is feeling like it's mine. And I'm feeling like I made such an impact in that child's life. He wants you to know to keep his memories alive no matter what. And he's saying you and him had some really good times and some really good stories, and I'm feeling like you guys got into a little bit of trouble at times, that maybe you pushed a little bit too far. And he's saying that remember those fun times. And as he says, he knows this is so difficult on you losing him, because he knows how much you were so in tune to each other. It was like, I keep hearing brother of another mother is what I'm hearing. Okay. So he's saying that with that, he knows that you will never forget him and you will be a part of his life forever. He wants you to know he will be a part of yours. So there's songs. I'm feeling like there's specific songs you that really like bring the memory of him. I'm feeling like you're playing it pretty stinking loud, the songs. And he's saying the next time you take that song and you blast it out the windows, you blast it and you sing along with it, and know that I will be singing along with you as it's I feel like you take road trips, you're going with the road, you're like feeling free when I'm driving, when I'm going down the road. And he's saying that as you do so, know that I will be sitting with you. And he says, you crank that music up. And you guys had some funky terms for each other. I won't say any. It feels kind of like that. I should not say some of that on air. So I'm going to leave that go.
Oh, gosh, I wish you could, but I know you can't.
But he's saying the next time you take that drive, he says, you crank that music and you know I'm singing there with you. And he said, maybe you don't have to push the limits quite as much as we did before. He said, but know that I'll be there with you as you're doing that drive. And he wants you to know that as you were doing that, he said, you meant more to me than you will ever know. You took me out of such dark places, and it was because of you I got as far as I did. And I experienced more of my life than I ever would have done, because I feel like his life would have ended shorter if you weren't to have been there. And he's giving you all the credit for that. And he's saying, thank you. Thank you for having those experiences. And he said, okay, so he's telling me, you damn well better, I don't know if I can say that, you damn well better start listening to what I say. He said, because I'm going to be talking in your ear. You're going to hear me. You're going to sense me. And he said, there's times that you sense him now. He said, next time you sense me, he said, I'm going to work with you. So he said he wants you to start tapping into the other side more than you have before. And he's going to be there to help you do that. He said, next time I come in, he wants you to, when you're going to feel him in the car with you, you're going to feel him when you're driving with him. He said, but feel me when you get out of the car and when I get out of the car. You'll feel the distance and you'll feel the energy shift. This is part of how he's going to help train you. So he's kind of like you helped him and now he's going to be helping you. It's kind of a yin and yang type of thing going on right now. And he's really excited to be playing a part in something you've been wanting to do. And he said, he goes, you've been wanting to do it. And guess what? I'm here to help you do it. So start using me and start putting me in there. And he's just saying, thank you for all you've done for him. He so much appreciates you. He's so excited. And he's excited for you to, he said, sometimes you got a little bit of a thick head and you don't quite listen all the time.
I love it.
So, like I say, I don't sugarcoat it. I say it like and he's saying that, as that happens, remember, it's me laughing at you when you know you're doing it. So, and he's laughing quite a bit at you. And then he goes, well, really, kind of laughing with you too, but a lot of laughing at you.
Well, for everyone listening to this, without me just wasting everyone's time listening to me cry,
Well, this sounds kind of interesting. As Brian says he was about to cry, his mic completely cut out. Angela, I'm going to be the reporter on the scene. That was flippin' funny. So normally, people would be stressed out by a moment like that, right? Like people are like, oh my gosh, we're in the radio station, we're doing a radio show, and all of a sudden, Brian's talky, and then his mic cuts out. As we were right?
it's really funny because he said he didn't want to cry on the air, and honestly, oh, I can't, you're not hearing there.
Oh, no, we can hear you. Don't worry about it. You and I can go until he gets back. We're going to...
Yeah, and the thing is, they help us with that from the other side, too. Because there's times when things get a little crazy for us, and it's really us working through everything we're experiencing. And I've got to say, sometimes it's a lot. It's a lot for people. And they help us in those manners.
Well, that was really funny. Again, like most people would have like stressed out with that whole thing happening. And I think that's just a beautiful sign of what we were doing and what we were talking about. And wow, if a spirit can do exactly what they did, it's and the timing was impeccable. I mean, you can't make that blankety blank up, right, Mr. Brian?
No. Like the way that you said, there was one line that you said where you were like, and I think we can say the word damn. Anyway, you were like, and it was exactly the way he would say it. And I know that, I know he's in a better place and he's much happier now. And
is there anything that he'd like to share with Brian before we shift gears? I mean, I get that he's just here and he's ready to rock, but you're just so dialed in.
I can't wait to take him. I'm going to be road tripping this weekend. I can't wait to take him.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a mix list or a playlist that is going to be... You're going to blow the speakers out of your car, aren't you? I'm sorry. So, Angela...
He wants it loud.
Yeah, I was about to say, like...
And that's Chris. I mean, yeah. Chris is the most extreme at everything. Not just music. He was extreme at everything. And so, for everyone listening, again, everything that was shared, it was like absolutely... Well, yeah, I guess I can say his first name. That's okay. Yeah.
And the biggest thing for you is to know how big of a part you played in his life and never doubt that and never forget that, because he just sends so much love. And for me, I feel so honored and so blessed so many times because they send their emotion. They send, I call it the cosmic hug. They send it through me to the people that I work with. And I hope you felt it, because I sure did.
Oh, you gosh. Hope he felt it? Did you not feel? And then his mic cuts out?
I honestly think Chris cut my mic out because he was like, just, you're not ready to talk yet.
And then it was Kelly and Angela like giggling, like trying to just because we like this is our world, we love this stuff. So this happening, we're like, okay, here we go. Yeah. Anything else you want to say, buddy?
And it happens so much, especially with electronics. Mm-hmm. They play with it so much. Oh my God.
We had Risa and Ann in here and like a couple shows ago, and they were talking about the electronics in their house, and they're like, Kelly, you must experience that. I'm like, oh yeah, like you just kind of ride the wave. Okay, so I want to definitely honor Chris. Is there anything he'd like to say before we ask him to move on?
So one thing, Chris is extremely happy to be part of your life in the radio aspect now. He said, you know, I was a big personality, and now I got my spotlight.
He absolutely would say that. Oh, of course he would. Well, I'm going to say... You just got the biggest endorsement that I could ever come up with. And I truly want to honor you, Angela. I couldn't possibly honor you enough in this moment or with my words or probably even in writing, but I honor you.
Oh my goodness.
And thank you.
And I want everyone to know that this is available to everybody, and that's been the strongest message that I've gotten from Angela I'm working on my intuitiveness. I can't see things yet, but I do, I really do vibe with energy. And I really invite everyone who's listening to this to reach out to Angela. And in our last few minutes here, Angela, please just tell our audience the best ways to get in touch with you, what they can expect, if you have any events coming up, or I just want everyone to connect with you, because I just had an experience that will carry through my physical life and way beyond, and I want everyone else to have that.
The stage is yours, lady. Go for it.
Awesome. And I want to thank you, Brian, for putting yourself out there, because it's not easy having it, especially in this public forum, having some of that close stuff that's kind of difficult really touches us out there in the world. So thank you. So for me, the best way to get a hold of me is check out my website. It's angelazabel.com. I've got a lot of great information on there. I try to educate and send knowledge to people. I've got information about personal growth, spiritual growth. I talk about different ways connecting and ways to prepare for a reading if you really want to get into it and understand more behind what's happening during a reading. And I'd say about 95% of what I do when I'm not at expos, I'm doing it online. I'm doing it through Zoom, just as over electronic, because energy is energy, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Energy continues no matter what. So I do those readings over Zoom, and then people get the audio recording afterwards so they can review it, they can listen to it, and they can share it with other family members too. And then I'm excited because coming up, so I'm at different expos. I'm around the state. I'm around Wisconsin, Minnesota. I'm going North Dakota, and I'm working myself out to a lot of different areas. And then I've also got the Soul's Journey Retreat coming up. This is all about what our soul is here to do, why we're here, how to connect to ourselves, how to connect to all that's around us. I'm going to be diving deep, 11 and a half hours of diving into what we are as a soul, who we are as a soul, and what we can connect to, and understanding it at such a deeper level. And that's coming up June 25th. So check it out on my website. And I hope I reach a lot of you, and I hope a lot of you understand the knowledge that's out there from not only me, but so many others. And I appreciate all of you.
Angela, because Brian's barely speaking English right now after that beautiful experience, I just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Readings, retreats, classes, private events, and speaking. Angela's the real deal, you guys. I just adore her. I trust her. So does Brian. And that is why we're bringing her to you. Kelly and Brian's show, Being Curious, AM 950. Thank you.